I am Crystal Craven, and I sing, I songwrite, I lead worship, and I am passionate about sharing what God inspires. And this coming up right here is your weekly devotional. All right, well, we are picking up where the disciples had recognized Jesus in the breaking of bread, and they went all the way back to tell everybody else about it. And so we're picking up here in Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 43. And it says, "As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, 'Peace to you.' But they were startled and frightened and thought that they saw a spirit. And he said to them, 'Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself? Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have.' And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, 'Have you anything to eat?' They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them." Now here, Jesus comes in and he stood among his disciples, and "peace to you" were his first words to them after his resurrection. But instead of rejoicing, his disciples were startled and frightened and thought that they saw a spirit, which in essence, they thought they saw a ghost. Right? These were the same men who had walked with him for 3 years, seen him feed the multitudes and calm storms and raise the dead and teach with just an unmatched authority. And yet when the fulfillment of his own words stood before them, alive and resurrected, their hearts were slow to believe. Now, it might be an initial response from us to have kind of a tisk-tisk type attitude towards the disciples. But really, if we're honest with ourselves, isn't that just like us? How often do we know the truth of God's word, having seen his provision or heard his promises and tasted his mercy, yet still hesitate to believe when fear and grief or doubt enters the scene? Sometimes we become so accustomed to the routine of walking with Jesus that we can lose sight of the wonder of what he really said and what he's done and really what he's still doing. But how cool is this? Look at how Jesus responds. He says, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself." So here's the amazing part. Jesus didn't shame them. He didn't turn away. He didn't demand perfect faith. Instead, he invited them closer when he said, "Touch me and see." He offered his wounded hands and feet, the very marks of his love and sacrifice, as proof. Not because he had to, but because he's gracious and kind to us. Jesus met them right in the middle of their doubts and their disbelief. And then to further ease their troubled hearts, he asked for food and ate in their presence. This wasn't because he was hungry, but to show them he was real and tangible and alive. He was risen. What a savior. What a savior. So patient with our fragile faith and so willing to meet us in our weakness. Now, we're all susceptible to disbelief, no matter how long we've walked with Jesus. The key is not pretending that we never doubt, but trusting that he remains faithful even when we falter. And as Paul reminds us in 2 Timothy 2:13, it says, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself." So today, Let's choose childlike faith, the kind that trusts even when we don't understand, and the kind that believes simply because he said so, not because we've seen anything. And when God, in his kindness, does give us signs of his presence and his faithfulness, may we respond with a deep gratitude and a humble worship, not demanding more proof, but offering more praise. For blogs, written devotionals, and originally written songs, visit crystalcravenmusic.com. And that is Crystal with a K and Craven with a C.